POL or something here. Maybe. Thank you. This is getting a bit interesting. And it can be somehow or other translated into or reflecting the story of what Pio and Rick, both with their own gangs, teams or friends, start gradually to discover. Namely, something in this direction here. You know, we have a world, a globe here, if it is so, with humans and some other living folks. And sometimes the humans are doing okay. They have understanding of nature, ecology as we call it today, the balance, the harmony that we need to also harmonize with, act within and live within, and then this earth is pretty nice for everyone. And the law of the jungle those who call animals live in is not where humans live. Rather, there is an upgoing spiral, a stairway to heaven there. And knowledge high-tech, all of that is about, you could say, social engineering, but also spiritual upliftment or guidance. And the leaders of those societies which were there all over the world, we can actually historically show that with facts. For instance, the Indian with their own, from their own scriptures, and China too from history lessons. So and this was especially developed in Asia. There, China, India, those, that region there. maybe, or can be original people in general. A knowledge that was just there all over the world, whether among tribes of North America or in the forbidden city of Beijing. Or wherever they were, Nanjing, those days. So anyway, we can kind of show this, and but there are also always the, what's called in India, asuras. Those dominated by the lower modes of nature. And who are selfish, greedy, and so on. And as the chronicles also tell us from ancient India and, well, elsewhere, through the ages, cultures were created, upheld, refined, but then eventually degrading, just as everything else in this world of coming into being and disappearing. And the asuras are characterized by well, simply not accepting God. I am God. There's some quote in the Bhagavad Gita, I think, how they think. So we tell all that, and you could say they are parasites. Some of them. And there are names for them there in old India. Rakshasas. And so on. And the world where Pio and Rick live is no exception. It is in a hidden war between the Asuras and the Suras, again, just as is described in the ancient scriptures of wisdom. Now the Asuras are very sly and sometimes very powerful. Merciless. They can lie, they can kill, they can do anything. That serves them and their goals. So they and their bodies, their families, their tribe, which is rather big by now, have basically taken control of the world, large parts of it. Use it, of course. As production facilities for building their own heaven on earth. Well, you may think that is, and I'm into writing mode here, you may think that is a poetic expression, but their homes, entire islands that they have, that they own, and locations. Largely unknown. Or where they live their lives. And should you enter there, your jaw will drop and you would say, "Have I actually come to heaven?" And all the others humans are like servants, serfs. Cattle to be milked. Well, even eaten. So that's the situation, and of course, an integral part of all, up to upholding all this, is to control the minds of the masses, to keep them sleeping. And with minds molded in the right way, not to cause disturbance. And of course, for that, you need educational systems and media. And they realize, or knew it all along, that this is the most important, most powerful way of controlling the masses. So you're born in this world and you receive a worldview. Where you didn't exist before you were born, won't exist afterwards. Simply live to work. And hope. To be able to buy as much enjoyment as you can for the salary of that work. Well, that's basically worldview, and if some ask questions, like, you know, who are we? How did we come here? And how did this world appear in the first place? Then the smart people up there in the academia, will convince you with sleights of hand of logic and reason and nicely computer rendered illustrations how indeed all of this, us too, just appeared one day. In a big puff of smoke. Of something or nothing that exploded. So, these little people there, that temple out in the countryside of Sweden, the youngsters who were just a couple of years before or earlier, just a bunch of hippies and dropouts and teenage rebels, they find themselves and they don't even notice that until gradually, and this is how we build the story, by a gradual insight from their point of view, what is really going on, what is something big here. And I'm right now watching this American conspiracy, the Octopus Murders, and it's a story you can't stop looking at, because I mean it seems to be for real, and we follow these guys where they're digging and digging and finding just bigger and bigger and bigger things there, top US government level conspiracies, which I guess is why we are not supposed to be conspiracy theorists, because such government conspiracies do not exist, as we all know. So we can put that into it also. And then we describe it from Rick's point of view. And because what happens here is that Bhaktivedanta Swami, we can call him that, because that's who he is. Because I want to base this book on reality. He's talking there with his friend Sridhar Swami in India, sitting there on the countryside, and is telling him about what wild things he just stumbled into and what developed there. He just went there, hardly any money or anything, to New York, and all this happened. Look what we... And he's pointing there, disciples have built temple out there on the countryside of India, and they're working and looking very nice, and very nice young people, many of them. And they sit there and discuss, and well, some of them are, you know, very ambitious and gangsters, some of them even. Papa said, what can I do? This is just so important. And, you know, I have learned now about these civilizations over there, those people, and they are so ignorant. And if we can just defeat that Asuric philosophy that upholds those civilizations, you know, that those that came here and took over our own country, and see what they did here, British then in India, then I really believe that we can change the world. We can have a big effect. And I get just more and more convinced and realize more and more. I think you can understand that just thinking about how to, being in my position, that this Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, this knowledge, these teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are extremely powerful and are able to cause such a change. It's just what people need. Their religions are weak, lacking philosophy, full of contradictions, hypocrisy among the religious leaders and so on. But also their science, as they call it, it's just plain cheating, and it's easy to defeat. I just keep saying things like life comes from life, not from matter. If you claim otherwise, then make some life out of matter. And they can't answer. They just babble something or they're quiet. Let's talk about something else. So they're sitting there on the countryside of Mayapur talking like that. Disciples coming up, they're serving them, and the Sridhar said, Krishna really blessed you. because it's, you know, it's being treated as a king. And Prabhupada says, and I thank him every day because now I can finally do all my writings. We need to get this Shastra out there to English. I wish there were more of us who would help. And Sridhar says, well, I started writing to you, inspired me, but also convinced me that of course, Guru Maharaj always told us to spread this all over the world, go to English-speaking countries, and it just seemed impossible. But you did it. Krishna did it. Anyway, so they're sitting talking like that, and so we get that perspective too, and then you have these kids that are trying to do their rounds in the temple in Stockholm and to get up for Mangal Arati in the morning, and they have no idea really and what is going on here, that, and therefore they only understand Prabhupada. He emphasizes the Sankirtan mission, sell books, so they're going out on the street and they are competing and selling and getting scores and reading the scores and going Kijai, and it becomes like a competition, and which is very nice. Now, whether they understand what they are really doing or not, it's very nice because they understand we're giving Krishna to the fallen conditioned souls here. And even if they, well, it's not so nice if they lie and cheat. So, but anyway, the books go out and they stand on the bookshelves, many of them still. So mission accomplished, step one. So we follow them and we can make it really comical often there because they are like kids. And I mean, we have all our stories. I'm one of those. But then we can even get into this. Now the Prabhupada, he left. And now they are there, the devotees in the Buvar region, looking in there and seeing, we need to help them, and they're trying to establish contact, communication channels with their disciples and devotees there on, who are still living on earth, and they get to them in dreams and even doing drug experiences, whatever these disciples, they are. They're also struggling because they are bewildered. They were so young and they came from these wild backgrounds. So, and they tend to either become really fanatic and just as a former drug addict or alcoholic needs to be to extra strict abstaining from a drug. So they are doing the, having the struggle, but of course some they realize then gradually that this is what it's about. Yes, that's why Prabhupada encouraged that sankirtan, that not because of selling a book and getting a score, but of spreading this knowledge out into the human society and making people accept it, understand it, take it to heart and live it. To actually become lovers of God, to actually take up Dharma, understand what Dharma means and so on, and live that and implement that in the different countries and cultures on the planet. So there is this big, beautiful plan that Prabhupada started to implement. But of course, being one man alone, basically, and a bunch of wild students, well, he did pretty good during those circumstances. So, anyway, let's continue in another recording here.